This is exciting. He's hitting the button. Oh!
I'm not going anywhere, Tom.
Count. Yes. Is it counting?
It's counting. It's counting.
On. Hey!
I have to check it again. Oh, you have my head wrecked. Oh, yeah, it's counting. There's a red
Excellent.
Count. There's a red countdown.
Yeah, because we had a bit of a... Oh, we had a catastrophe.
I made an awful accident last week.
Some people would say it was kind of like a blessing in disguise, maybe. Some people might say not having to look at the pair of us somehow a benefit.
Say with those people...
Who would say that?
I'll tell you something. If you're missing me paying me pocket pool on the thing every week by accident.
You do spend a lot of time rummaging in your shorts.
And then people will be there going, what's that playing with your balls? I'm not playing. It's a nervous thing or something. I'm always rooting. I wiggle my pockets and all like that. I'm always wiggling my pockets.
Yeah.
I understand people who think you're...
But it is. I stand with my hands in my pockets. I have to say a lot.
I know, but you
I just wiggle my hips.
I know. I'm always doing this thing here. Yeah. What are you doing?
Yeah.
You know, I'm not like
the you're a teenager.
Yeah. Not like the young fellas. You know, just walk with your hand down on me like that. What's that all about, man? What's that about? I'd be on, like, not even O'Connell Street where, you know, that sort of behaviour is ignored. You know what I mean? But, like, you'd be in the middle of where he'd be. You'd be walking through Killiney or something, or Dunleary or something. And so he's holding his flute in his hand. Like, his hand's in his tracksuit bottoms.
When did that actually become a trend, by the way?
I don't know.
When did that, like, it sort of crept up that suddenly... There was a sort where all of a sudden they wouldn't put their hands in their pockets.
No, they just
they put one hand down the front of their jocks.
One hand down his flute, and the other one's hanging around beside them. Man, what is it? What is that about? When we were younger, it was a different thing. I remember the head paces when we were younger. They would go around and they'd take their top off in the sun.
Yeah.
And they'd fold their t-shirt real neat and hang it over their forearm. Remember that?
Like a waiter in a posh restaurant.
Would you like some of the good drugs or would you just have a bag of cans today, sir? And it was this mad thing. And then that stopped. It just went. It just disappeared. They don't do it anymore.
Their holy grail in any given year was when you got... Because Ireland always got like at least a day, maybe 2 days of proper sunshine in a year.
Yeah.
And their holy grail was the T-shirt off.
Yeah.
Right? Folded over the arm.
Real neatly told, yeah.
Get me to a canal, quick.
Yeah, get me to...
I have to jump in.
Yeah, and then holding their hand up when the taxis wouldn't stop. You ignorant bastard. You know that, like, you don't want a naked man in the car.
But that's always the... Do you remember that scene? Lads jumping off bridges and
jumping
everything.
Jumping off and off the locks on the canal. All of that. You see them all of that sort of carry on, yeah.
Yeah.
And now it's... None of that goes on. Now it's just a fella with his hand on his flute. Walking out with his hand on his flute. And then he takes his hand off his flute and shakes his hand. No one says anything. Shaking his hand with a flute-ridden hand. It's absolutely disgusting. It's like when I went to do a gig. I remember I told you, doing a gig in Donegal, and just before the gig I was standing there, I went for me wee, because you need to do that before. Because if you do get on the stage, you don't do it. You're going to do it in front of everyone. You know, you end up with a big map of Africa down south in front of your trousers. And your man was beside me and goes, it is yourself. And he just took his hand off as Mickey and was looking at the shake. And I did it. Because I thought it would be rude.
I know.
I
think I got cut out like that at a listener party once.
Oh, yeah, I bet you did.
At the Jacks thing, and some lad goes, jeez, love the show. And you're like, really?
Put his willy hand in your hand, and then you've got willy hand, and you can't leave. You have to start to keep talking, and you try and do something to remind yourself you've willy hand, because you don't want to forget and maybe touch your face. Like, I have willy hand now. I can't touch anything now with this willy hand because I've demonstrated.
Here, do you want some? Do you want some? Hand sanitizer?
I would love some to sanitizer because I've willy hand now, so I can't touch anything. And then, you know, if someone else shakes your hand and you've willy handed yourself.
I have a selection of hand sanitizer.
Call this selection of lubes under the desk. Cheers.
Lubes. Would you like me to squirt on you?
Yeah, yes, please. I will have it squirted this hand. Thank you very much. There, you look at that. Yeah. And you have to try and remember, because if you forget, then you'd be later on. Like, what happens to someone will bring out cocktail sausages or something, and you'll be there, and then you realise, I'm after having three of them, and I forgot to wash Willie off my hand. Your man's Willie off your hand.
And then the other thing you have to do sometimes is you have to do make it look casual for him to go out of the jack so you can rewash your hands.
Yeah, big time. You know what I mean?
You have to sort of, you know, and hope that he'll move on and not want to talk to you on the way out.
Oh, yeah, you have to do the whole, so I'll see you anyway, hoping he'll walk.
Yeah.
And you're not, you do that as if you're going to walk, but your feet don't move. You just do that, what?
Or the other thing, do you ever get that thing in a, in a men's jacks as well where somebody's talking to you, right? Now, they're not shaking hands around. It could be somebody you know.
Yeah.
So you've gone to the loo, whatever, and you're finished. Well, he's finished first, right? And he's standing there talking to you, right? But you finish and you go and you wash your hands. And after you've washed your hands, it's almost like you've shamed him into it.
Yeah.
He comes back.
Comes back and
washes his hands.
Yeah, he starts, there you go. Yeah.
As if he
was waiting for you to finish. As if he was polite.
But he wasn't. No. He was about to walk out the door. He had the door half open and everything talking to you. It's waiting for you to follow him out.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah.
And then you started washing your hands and he suddenly went...
And then he lets the door go and walks back. And you're like, you dirty fecker. And then you see him later on that night. He's the fella that comes out and he's walking out and he's doing this with his thumb on his jeans.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you're wiping piss into your trousers. You're wiping piss into your trousers. Wash your hands. Although, you know, although sometimes I have to say, I've gone to public toilets. I honestly have. I've gone to public toilets or whatever. And I've, the flute has been out. And I've done my urination process, right? I've done my urination process. And I turn to the sink and I go, no. Not the, because I think my flute's actually cleaner than the sink. That's
wow.
You know, I think sometimes
that's a serious jack.
I've been like this. This sink is so dirty. My flute is definitely cleaner. In fact, if I got my flute and rubbed it around the basin, my flute would be dirty and the sink would be cleaner than it is now. That's how bad it is. Yeah,
Jesus.
What sort
of jacks are you hanging out with?
Oh, it's a cast of weird things you do. Though. I was out for a walk with a friend of mine. During the week, right? And we were walking in Bull Island. And, I'm 45. I have to plan. I need three.
Naturally,
it's
an
hour and 20 minutes walk. There's three slashes in it, right? That's three slashes, right? I have to have three slashes. So I need to do it, right? Grant, we're all friends here. I'm just going for a slash, right? So we're in the middle of a chat. So just having a slash. And I was chatting away like that. And I went for a slash like this, right?
Oh,
so
the old look over the shoulder slash.
Yeah, so I was chatting like this. Yeah. And then, you know yourself. And then, you know, and we is in the bush. And we're just having a chat. And he just goes, stop looking me in the fucking eyes when you're having a piss. And I never thought of that. I'm like a dog. You know, your dog does a poo and he's looking right at you. You know, your dog is doing a poo. He's looking right at you going, am I all right? There's no one behind me, is there? I'm all right. There's no one behind me.
Oh, my God.
There's not a rabbit looking at me. That's what he was doing to me, Fred. And he just goes, I can't hear you. Will you stop looking in my eyes? I can't.
I never thought of that.
Very weird.
That would be very off-putting to be having a... It's one thing shoulder to shoulder at a urinal.
Yeah.
And you might casually kind of, you know... look over at his face. Whatever you were saying. But to be fair, maintaining eye contact while that's happening I can imagine it'd be very disconcerting.
I told you, I had to apologise. There was no harmony. I was like, because I literally just went, all right, so you know yourself. And then the cracking of an intense conversation. My flute is out. We can all hear the urination. And I'm still talking about something on Netflix. It's like, I'm not into this, man. I'm not into this now. This is an uncomfortable situation.
Oh my God.
Brand, yeah, of course, yeah. Never thought, yeah, I know. So we all have weird things we do.
Men's loo etiquette is very, like, you know.
I know.
Although having said that, I don't know. Obviously, I've never been within the hallowed walls of a female toilet, but I assume they'd kind of be sitting down chatting to each other over a wall.
I know, it's different.
Over a cubicle wall.
The only time that's ever happened, and I still know where this poor fella is. He's probably still there today. I was in the Grand Social pub.
Yeah.
And I went for a slash, and the fella goes, could you throw us in some toilet roll? And I went, oh, hold on, yeah. There is no. And he goes, nothing at all. And I said, no, hold on. I go to the bar and I say it to him. He goes, yeah, thanks, mate. I went to the bar and says, no, Jack's rolling the thing.
Yeah.
The fella is. He fell in there and he goes, oh, I don't, there's none in here. And he says, hold on, I go into the ladies. And he went into the ladies. He says, there was only one roll. He couldn't take it out. Imagine saying that.
Oh my
God. I went to him, there's none at the bar. He's like, really? It's just a silence. I went, I'm sorry, mate. I have.
What do you do?
You've
taken on all his problems now. All his. You're my last hope.
No, I'm sorry. I just went back to my point. Now I think I should have gone to the spa. This is the first time I've thought of it. I'd say that poor fella's still sitting there today.
There's literally no escape. Only option was a socks there at that stage.
You can see him coming out with one sock. Or you can see that the underpants are missing or something. He definitely had to do something like that, didn't he?
Poor fella. My God.
Why didn't I go to the shop? I'm only thinking of it now. Why didn't I just run to the shop? There's one across the road. Literally across the bridge, there's a shop.
I mean,
there.
How does, anyway, how can a boozer not have, how can a boozer have one Jack's roll in the whole establishment?
It was disgraceful, now, you mean? I shouldn't have said the name of the boozer because it was an obvious mistake, and it was probably restocked within a half an hour.
Yeah.
And we were there first thing, it was the Ska Festival was on. We were the first people in.
Right.
You know what I mean? So they're really only setting up. The guy was probably on his way. It doesn't help the poor fella. I didn't help. Oh my God, I feel terrible about it now. I should have opened the door and looked him in the eyes and says, is this helping?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Well, look at you for a while if you want me to.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Imagine going all the way into town.
That is the worst, though. That is the worst. I mean, have you ever had a sort of a moment where you've realised too late that there is no Jack's Roll in your cubicle?
Yeah.
And
you
have
people
to make your way to another cubicle.
Oh,
you check
yeah.
that there's nobody in the place.
And you have to do the walk.
Yeah. You check there's nobody in the place.
Yeah, and you have to keep the cheeks open in case you did it. Yeah.
And do a mad, weird penguin dash for another cubicle.
Yeah, someone's going to walk in right now and catch me. And they're going, what's your man? Your man's shite on the floor. Your man's doing a poo on the floor. Get the bouncers. There's a lad here doing a poo on the floor. I'm going to see them run into the toilet.
Oh,
no, I know, yeah. It's terrifying.
But the fear.
The fear.
The fear that comes over you when you...
Oh my God.
What
am I going to do? Yeah, I know. It's terrible. There's two types of people in the world, they say. They say there's people who check for paper, people who just sit down and shite, and they take that attitude into their lives.
Oh, my God. You know? Oh, my God. I've just realised then I am. What else do they say about those people then? I like, if you're a person, that makes you kind of like a planner and a whatever if you check.
If you check for paper. Whereas if you don't, you're very fatalistic and you've sort of resigned yourself to the good and the bad of the world or whatever.
Yeah, I'm afraid...
You know,
I'm afraid I'm a non-checker. Really? Although I do try to remind myself. But sometimes it's just, you know.
Sometimes you're probably bursting.
You know, when you suddenly realise, did I check? Oh, I forgot to check. Oh, thank God.
Yeah, oh yeah. That's... Oh my God, no, fuck. You look at, you see one empty one and go, Jesus Christ. And you look over, oh, thank God, it's full. Oh my God.
There's overstocks.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank Christ for that.
I'm going to have to be here for another half an hour now just because of the fright. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. I'd just like you to remind you, if you do see Jim walking around doing the cowboy style thing with his bum sticking out in town, he's not pooping on the floor. He just got caught out.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
There's nothing fucking worse. Nothing worse.
No, oh, my God. Is it brutal? Like, is
So what am I saying? There is worse.
I don't know.
No, there is. I mean, you told me the story of worse.
John Lee.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say his name. I won't say his name.
I love the way you don't say the names of all these people.
Yeah.
Too late, mind you.
Yeah, John, I won't say it, but let's pretend John Bin, we'll call him. Yeah. For the sake of the story.
Yeah.
Who was just getting clamped.
Just like you had to kind of try and retract on the whole Grand Social.
Which is a great pub. Now, as always, full of toilet papers.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is the worst thing.
That is the worst.
Because he was bursting for the number two.
Yeah.
He parked in Liffey Valley. He was there, there's no, he pulled into Liffey Valley. And as he was leaving the car, the clamper said to him, if you leave it there, we're going to have to clamp it. And he was like, I can't. You have to pay. He says, I don't have change. He says, all he had was notes and he had no credit card. And he goes, right, I'll get clamp it, but I can't. But then he realised, I can't get the clamp off because he can't ring them and give them cash.
Yeah.
And he was there to the clamper, please, I'll pay you the money now for the clamp.
He was prepared to pay him like 60 quid or whatever it might have been.
80 euros or whatever. Or I think it's private clampers are like 120 quid, whatever it was. It's like, I'll give you the money, the cash. They were like, no, can't do anything about it. If you leave the car, we have to clamp you, sir. Be a human, man. You be a person. I'm going to shit my pants here. If you don't, and your man goes, nothing we can do about it.
That's the height of evil.
Isn't it the worst thing ever?
Oh my God, that's
the worst ever.
I tell you, the Gestapo and the fucking they wouldn't have done that to
the
a man.
Worst. And he had to release. He had to just stand there in front of the man and release.
Like, as though shitting yourself wasn't the ultimate humiliation. To have two lads standing there looking at
them, disgusted. What, you dirty animal, you? Oh, you fucking pig. And then, of course, when he did that, they left. And then he was free to go to the top. And then he went in and bought a new pair of trousers and came back out. Drove home. Like, you know what I mean? It's disgusting.
That's horrific, though.
So disgusting.
That is cruelty of the highest order.
His real name isn't John. I'd like to say that. His name is something like that, but not like it. Yeah.
I mean, there's so many layers of that story.
It's awful.
The fact that he had to walk into a shop.
With a walking in like a pan of chocolate. Like, I imagine. You have to fart. Oh, my God. And then trying to dispose of poo-poo pantalons. And all the drama that goes on. And try not to make a mess for the next person that comes along.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, it's so disgusting, you know.
I mean, that's... Yeah. Oh, you'd be psychologically scared.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine now, that happened a long time ago.
Years ago.
Can you imagine if something like that happened now in the era of, like, camera phones?
I know, yeah.
I mean, because literally everything, people, especially younger, take pictures of anything they think is remotly. Oh my God.
Never mind
God,
a fella standing in front of two clampers, letting one loose. You'd be like, oh, jeez. It's awful. You're a poor fella. Oh my God. I don't know what to say, Jim, except now I'm forced to go to the toilet, but I think I don't want to ever do it again. I think I'm giving it up. I think I'm just going to walk around my concert with my hand down the front of my trousers. Maybe that's why they're holding on to their willies. It's like a lever.
It's keeping everything closed.
Yeah, keeping everything shut till you get home. Fair play to them. Here's me knocking young lads. They're onto something.